Wednesday afternoon, this is the third shiur in the new series of Shiur HaBitachon for Women. Wednesday afternoon, Chaf Ches Iyar, third shiur in Shiur HaBitachon. Okay, so we're learning the Psicha in Shiur HaBitachon. Psicha means introduction to the whole Shiur. Shiur means gate. And we've bumped into what probably is the most difficult, I think it's the most difficult, few lines in the whole Shiur HaBitachon. It's difficult to know exactly what the Chovetz Halvavos means. As I'll explain in a second, they say, I'm a man, I'm approaching, most of you are sitting without text, cause you want to be entertained by me. Okay, that's good, women are not supposed to learn text, right? We have to send your girls to Vizhnitz, where they probably don't look into a Chumash, but, or Satma, you know. But I'm from Muncie, where many schools, the girls were not allowed to look into a Chumash or anything. Anyway, but... You know, I'm, you'll forgive me for being a little, we're going to have to examine the text a little with an analysis, like a textual analysis, because that's the nature of what we're learning, you know, and I can't just overlook it and give a nice speech about Bitachon and send everybody home. This is the most difficult part of the Shiur. It's the most difficult because it's hard to know exactly what the Chovetz Halvavos means, and it resonates the least with people. It resonates the least with people because the Shiur itself, as I said, is a workbook, is a workshop workbook in how to develop Bitachon. It's a how-to manual. The Psicha is the advertisement where he says this is the greatest thing since sliced bread and you just have to do this. Look at all the benefits that accrue to you when you have Bitachon, and this is therefore the most, it's the greatest thing for a person's life. And that's why I put it after Shiur Avodas Elokim, because this is the greatest thing. This is better than inheriting $1 million. I have a friend who has $70,000 in cash in a safe deposit box. Came along Hurricane Sandy and it sat underwater for a week. And the shaila is if he can go to the federal government now and give in this sort of money and exchange it. That's the shaila. So having $1 million, so you laugh, but $70,000 in cash in a bank deposit. What could be safer than a bank deposit? Now, that's not to say that if you have Bitachon in Hashem, there is an absolute guarantee that that won't happen. But it's to show you everything can happen. Everything in life has... The only thing that can't happen is something that's against the will of Hashem. That's an absolute, that can't happen. And that should be, to a Jew, a very comforting thought. It should be very comforting, and it should take all the stress out of your lives. We'll be learning about Hishtadlus and what you have to do. But Hishtadlus is a... Hashem had his reasons for demanding Hishtadlus. What we call Hishtadlus, Chavis Olos never calls it that. He has a better word for it from his perspective, from his philosophy. He has a better word for it. His askus pesibos, he calls it. You have to keep yourself busy with the sibos for things, with seeming causes. But anyway, so these are the benefits of Bitachon. Bitachon is the greatest thing in the world. And then he says, I'm going to give you a list of benefits. I'm going to give you a list of spiritual benefits, and I'm going to give you a list of gashmiyustic benefits. And the question, is the air conditioner on? Just to make sure it's on, not off. The Shabbos clock, it's on. I heard a noise, yes. Okay. So the question is, what's the first benefit? So I asked a few people, and he segues into a statement that people find hard to swallow, and I will explain it as best as I can, and that is, this is your greatest chance of success. When you have bitachon in Hashem, you will... Now, there's no guarantees. Nothing's a guarantee in life. It's just part of why life is so much fun. If there would be guarantees in life, there would be no fun. We would have no bechira, because everything would just be chick-chack, wonderful, with no bumps in the road. And we wouldn't grow as people if everything was gishmak. If you want to blame somebody, don't blame Hashem, you blame Adam HaRishon. If not for Adam HaRishon's chait, then the world would have been perfect on that first Friday, and everything would have been, and Mashiach would have come, and there would have been everything, the world would be a perfect world. Adam HaRishon broke the world up, he broke it up into billions of pieces, and history after that is putting back the pieces together. And that involves a heck of a lot of people, in a heck of a lot of circumstances, growing, failing, trying to be misakein, the world that, you know, till Hashem, you know, reappears with Mashiach in the way that it was then. So he segues into, this is your best chance of success. And I'll explain the rationale, the rational mahalach of why, but that can't be what the benefit is. Because he gives examples of physical benefits, of gashmiyustik benefits, and we're on the list of spiritual benefits. So that can't be pshat in the Chovetz Chaim. He uses very few words. We'll look at it in a moment. He can't mean, I see the Lev Tov understands him to mean that you're not going to worry. You're not going to worry because Hashem, and you don't have to worry. And if you rely on anything, if you're relying on anything else, because he makes the point here, as we've said, you always rely on something. Maybe it's your intelligence, maybe it's your resourcefulness, maybe it's protection, maybe it's the bank, the electric company. Whatever, you're always relying on something. Our lives, nobody lives in a vacuum. We're always, anything we do is because we're relying that things are going to happen a certain way, presumably. She says, anything else you rely on, there's a built-in will go sour, can go sour, no matter what you rely on. And in fact, he says, if you rely on those things, not on Hashem, so Hashem says, okay, have it your way. And now you will have, as we call it, the vicissitudes of life. You will be subject to all the built-in problems that exist when you're relying on a boss of a dom who has his own interests at heart. And is that a guarantee of failure? No, not a guarantee of failure. But you stand a better chance of success because, as we'll learn in Perek Beis, Hashem loves you. Hashem only wants what's best for you. Hashem is never too busy not to deal with you. Hashem loves you, only wants what's best for you. Nothing can stop Hashem. No one can thwart his plans, etc., etc. But that, so you're calm, but that's not the pshat, because that's the third benefit. The serenity that frees you up to daven with kavanah, to be Oved Hashem without fear of missing out. I think one of my kids have, there's a word, FMI, FIM, some like Rosh Tevis, that fear of missing out something. But what is it? My kids, fear of missing out. Some phrase, some slangy thing. Some teenage slangy thing, even though my kids are not teenagers anymore. But that's number three, and we're not even up to number three. That's the third spiritual benefit, is that you're calm and you could focus on being Oved Hashem, on doing what has to be done, and you don't have to be afraid you'll miss a phone call, and you don't have to be afraid that you'll be fired, and you don't have to be afraid that, and so on and so forth. You don't have to be afraid. So you're free to serve Hashem the way you develop in your avodas Hashem, the way you know he should be served. You can live your spiritual life without being afraid that you're going to get messed up. That's number three. So that can't be number one. But number one is number one. Number three is number three. So although the Chovas Halvavos uses very sparse words, uses his words very sparsely. Anyway, I'm convinced that the pshat in the Chovas Halvavos is what I told you last week. It's a Rabbeinu Bachaya, or Bachya, Anchumish, or else you say that's the Chovas Halvavos. Rabbeinu Bachya, Anchumish, it's Ramban, Anchumish, it's Ramban on Eov, it's a Rambam and Mor Nevuchim. And it's a concept that many, many, many Rishonim say, and again, this resonates the least by people, but you'll either accept it or not. There's Hashgacha Pratis, right, on people. Maybe there's no Hashgacha Pratis on animals or on leaves on a tree. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Machlokas Rishonim. But on people, there's Hashgacha Pratis. But Hashgacha Pratis does not mean Hashgacha Pratis is nuanced. The Gemara even talks about something called a Makas Medina, that there was a Gzeir in Shemayim on a Medina. And we say in our Rosh Hashanah davening, Vala Medinos bo yeyomer, Ezol Acherev, Ezol Asova, Ezol Arov, Ezol. There could be a Gzeir on a ship, that a ship is going to go down. Nothing happens by chance. Nothing in the world happens by chance. Chas v'shalom. That is like the worst thing to think or say. It's not chance. But there are different levels of Hashgacha Pratis. Sometimes the Hashgacha is on a person. Sometimes it's on a Medina. Sometimes it's on a town. Sometimes it could be... Right, what does it say? If someone is Meis, Chmano Litzlan, Yidugu Kol B'nei Chaburo. The Gemara says on the Hevra that he belongs to, they have to now be afraid. Maybe there's some sort of gezeira on the Hevra. And then when there's a Hevra, we know from Rashi and Chumash, Kimen Shenitn Rishus Lamashkes Vahashkes, Shuvei No Mavchin Bein Tov L'Ra. You need a special schus to be saved. This is the point. Nothing will happen to me unless Hashem wills it. But if there's a gezeirah on the Medina, then he might not save me from that gezeirah. For that I need a special schus. You see, if Hashem is focused only on me, maybe I would come out zakai and nothing would happen to me. But if there's a gezeirah on the Medina, then I need a special schus, a merit, to be saved. If the ship goes down, I need a special merit that I'm going to find a plank of wood to hold on to. Right, and be saved. If there's a chas v'shalom, if things happen, I need a special schus to be saved. So there's, I call it concentric circles. It could be hashgacha pratis on a town. Nothing will happen to you personally unless Hashem wills it. But there are different levels of how it's going to work, on the mechanics of it. There's not a shir on hashgacha pratis. I happen to recommend this wonderful book. It is very, it's called Hashgacha, my goodness, it's called Hashgacha Pratis. And this is the book, and I recommend it. I've been through it. Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz, it's a Targum Press book. I don't know what that means nowadays. Targum Press, okay, whatever. It's excellent. It's in English. It's excellent. It's deep. It's not an easy book. It's not an easy read. But it's excellent, and, you know, this is as fine a work as you're going to find. It's an excellent book. I recommend it. So this is not a class about Hashgacha Pratis, but you sort of get the idea. Now what the Ramban and the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim say is that the closer you are to Hashem, the closer Hashem is to you. The more you live with Hashem, the more you're into Hashem, the more you're living with Him, the more you're doing His will, the more you love Him, the more you feel His presence in your life, there's a reciprocity. And as we move along that spectrum, there's more Hashgacha Pratis to you. To you, there's more Prati Hashgacha. And the presumption is, and again, but there won't be a guarantee, as I'll explain in a second. The presumption is that the more Hashem is with you, the more Hashem is mashgiach on you, the less you'll be subject to the vicissitudes of life. So you won't need a big schus to be to maintain your parnosa if there's a general recession and people are getting fired? Yeah, you need a big schus to maintain your job. People are getting fired left and right. People are getting cuts in salary left and right. People are being let go. So you to be saved, you need a special merit. But the more you're with Hashem, the more in general in your life you're shivisi Hashem lenegdi summit and you feel Hashem's presence in your life, so the more personal shmira you have, the more Hashem guards you from the vicissitudes of life. And as we move along the spectrum, we get, like, I'll say the most extreme, the Ramban says, to the point where you can expect an ace. That's like the extreme. So obviously we're not nowhere near that end of the spectrum. You can expect an ace. There's no rule of Ein Somchin al Hanes. There's no rule of Ishtadlus. There's no rule of anything. You could just expect Hashem to guard you. That's at the end. That's how extreme it could get. At the other extreme, it's a person that doesn't have any kavanah when he davens to Hashem, doesn't think of Hashem all day, you know, doesn't give Hashem any thought. And I'm talking about frum people too. People who go through all the motions and do everything, but say, when's the last time you thought about Hashem? They say, what are you, about tshuva? Don't say that loud, it'll spoil the shidduch for your daughter. Hashem, who's Hashem? You know? You could talk about Torah and Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, but not Hashem. Oh no. So they'll have regular lives and they'll get messed up. Now, people that you think are tzaddikim also get messed up. So first of all, you don't know if anybody's a tzaddik or not. That's Chovos Halavavos. Right, you don't really know, because someone can go through all the rituals and even screw up his eyes by davening, right? And he has no idea about Hashem. He's not thinking about Hashem. He's thinking about how long his monastery has to take. I know all this because that's me. So the first spiritual benefit of the Chovos Halvavos, although he doesn't say it in so many, he doesn't say it, I'm convinced it's the more bitachon, and this is the first one, the more bitachon you have, the more you're living with Hashem. And that's the spiritual benefit right now. You're living a life where, because ultimately, and if we ever get to Shar Avos Hashem in the Chovos Halvavos and Shar Parishos, nobody exists. It's just, it's me and Hashem. I'm walking with Hashem, Esa Elokim, Salech Noach, Avram. It's me and Hashem. And all these people around are distractions. That's why the Chovos Halvavos recommends his Bodedus, even though he was way before of Nachman Mibreslov. But he recommends his Bodedus because sometimes you really have to realize that and you have to think about it. And it's just you and Hashem, and there's no one else in the world. You know, I'm talking to women now, and it's going to hurt when I say this. This is not your spouse and not your family. He takes this. It's you and Hashem. And you have to, like... So ultimately, we know that the Torah doesn't recommend monasteries or monks or nuns. So that's the unbelievable beauty of Yiddishkeit, is that you take all of that and you live a normal life. But in your mind, that's why Chovos Halvavos, that's what he says in his Hakadama. That's why Chovos Halvavos is so important. Because in your mind, it's just you and Hashem. Anyway, but you go through, but this is what Hashem wants me to do. Hashem wants me to live a normal life and do the things I normally do, because Hashem made this world, and right, this is what he wants. So when you find, but as I said, there's no guarantee. First of all, you don't know if the person's really a tzaddik or not. That's first of all. Second of all, Hashem has other cheshbonos. There's a lot of kilo machshav osai machshav osaychem v'lo darchechem derochoi. And we see people suffering, and again, an excellent book I'll recommend is Making Sense of Suffering by Jonathan Rosenblum, which is basically a restatement, or maybe even a transcription of Rav Kirzner's shiurim on the subject, which he gave after he found out how sick he was. And so there's always, Hashem has the cheshbon, like I say, Odom or Rishon, There's a lot to do. There's a lot to do. Adam HaRishon incorporated with him, within himself, all of history, all of mankind. And then he messed up. It's okay to say that because, he did. And now we have to fix things up. And fixing things up means a lot of times, it means overcoming difficulties and overcoming obstacles. And, life is not smooth because the growth process of most people, the Mosul Sisharim talks about the Nisayon of Oni, poverty, and the Nisayon of Osher, of being wealthy. And if you look at the history of Klal Yisrael and the history of individuals, we do much better at poverty than at wealth. We do. That's the history of Klal Yisrael for sure, and the history of people is that they more often respond properly to problems than they do when things are going great. And the nesoyon is not to say kochi votzim yodi, and not to say, not to fall into pentishkechas Hashem alokecha, and not to fall into hishomru lochem pen yiftel levavchem v'sartem v'avad tem elohim acherim v'shtachavisam lohem, which is, after everything's going good, so people forget Hashem. V'yishman yeshurun v'yivot happened in history to people and to the nation much more often than people who were so poor and desolate that they fell away. It could be that the last tekufa in history in Eastern Europe especially found, the Haskalah found already, actually the Haskalah was much more powerful in Western Europe where people had better lives than in Eastern Europe. So I don't even know, probably proves the point, but again, there's not a history class either, especially since I don't know history. So I believe that the Chavis HaLavas says that the first spiritual benefit is that you're walking with Hashem. Because bitachon means, again, bitachon means I'm going to the store. I'm not relying on the Tenuva truck. And I'm not relying on the owner of the Makolas that he opened up. And that he has milk. And that he paid his bills so they delivered him milk. And I'm not relying on the farmer I'm relying on Hashem. And everything is, I'm relying on Hashem. And you practice with small things, and again, we're going to learn how to throughout the Shar. You practice with small things, but ultimately the first benefit is that you're living with Hashem, you're cognizant of Hashem, Hashem is real to you. Then he segues almost immediately, that's why it's so tricky, that's why it's a little misleading. He immediately segues into the idea that, and if you rely on other things, then you'll be subject to the whims. If you rely on a person, you'll be subject to the whims. He's only going to do for you when it's good for him. Right? If he has a better idea for himself, you're out of there, right? If it's not kedai for him to do you the favor, he's not going to do it. You're relying on an ally in war. The ally is only going to be there for you as long as it's good for them, and so on and so forth. You're relying on your wealth. The stock can go down. You can meet a great guy named Bernie Madoff. And you invested your money with him. That's great. Do these things ever happen to someone who has bitachon? Yes, they could. But then there's a specific reason for it. And it's a specific reason. Here the reason is because you left Hashem. So Hashem says, Hashem puts you on the track of less hashgacha practice. Again, nothing will ever happen to you unless Hashem wills it. But the further you are from Hashem in your life, the more you're part of the Medina, the more schusim you need to be saved from all the things that go on in this world. Okay, enough. Now we'll learn inside. We'll go back to learning. This is the most difficult part of Shara Bitachon. And as I say, it resonates the less with people because if you read it, it sounds like he's giving a guarantee. And of course, there are no guarantees in life. So he says, Menuchas nafsho ubitchono al elokov yisbarach. This is a spiritual benefit. Kamosho evet chayav liftoach al adonov. But he doesn't mean the benefit is that you're chilled, that you're not stressed, because that is benefit number three. the specific benefit that you're more able to serve Hashem because you're not stressed and you're not afraid of missing things and you're not afraid of, you're not afraid. It's going to all work out. Hashem loves me, it's going to work out. You don't have to be a hippie to say that. You have to do your hishtadlus, and you have to, all the things we're going to learn about, the Shire. You have to firmly believe. Perek Gimel is the perek of, this is what you have to work through in your mind to develop bitachon. No one's going to walk out of here and have bitachon. Not the real kind. But Perek Gimel is the how-to perek. This is what you have to do to be able to develop bitachon. And we'll get up to there. We're going to follow the Chavetz Chavos because he built it a building, a structure, and he's laying the foundation now. And why he chose to make it, to write the psicha, which is an advertisement, because he wants you to keep coming to the classes. He doesn't want you to drop out. So you read all these great benefits. You say, I want a piece of that action. And now right away he segues. So you're relying on something else because you're always relying on somebody. Even if you're relying on yourself. So that means you're relying on your intelligence, on your resourcefulness, on your physical capabilities, on your good looks, on your charm, on your charisma. You're always relying on something. Hashem removes his hashgacha from him. I'm explaining, it doesn't mean now things will only happen by chance. It means that closeness you'll lose, and you'll enter into a different circle, a circle that's further from Hashem, a circle that's part of, right? Bernie Madoff had 100 victims, 1,000 victims. So now you need a big schluss to be saved from being one of his victims. And if you're close to Hashem, so you had, he implanted this idea in your mind a year ago that you're going to ask him for all your money back, and he's going to give it to you because he promised he'll give it back to you, and he's still playing around with the money, so he has other people's money to give you. So you got out. That's what Hashem, that's. Otherwise, you're just part of the crowd that got hooked in. Or if you bought Goldman Sachs, right? If you Goldman Sachs closed down, was that? Also, it's okay. Lehman Brothers, I'm sorry. Goldman Sachs stayed, right? Because they paid off a lot of people. It's okay. I don't have any money, so all these things are like fairy tales to me. Also, biad misha botach olav. Hashem says, okay, have it your way. You know, America, wonderful ally. Terrific. We have America. We don't need anything else. V'yia k'mishan emar bo. And he quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Now, most of the time that we read Psukim in the Chavis Halvavos, we're going to, I'm going to mumble through it, and we're just going to go further, because he brings down a lot of Psukim, and we're not familiar with the Psukim. But realize, by the way, put this in your storehouse of knowledge, many times the Chavis Halvavos has a very interesting pshat in the Pasuk. That's not the regular pshat. And you see from the Chavis Halvavos how he understood the Pasuk. It's like, wow. Just one example comes to mind, this is what I'm talking about. You know, in Koheles, it says, "Lakol zman ve'eslachol chayfitz tachas hashamayim, es l'this, es l'that." You know the song, if you don't know the pasuk. And there's a whole laundry list of things. So, everybody, the pasuk means, you know, the time and the place, everything. The Chavis Halvavos learns, it's talking about Hashem. That everything that happens in the world is a gzeiras Hashem. And he says there's an Eis Loledes, and that's when you're not going to give birth a minute before or a minute afterwards. The Eis Lamus, the Eis this, the Eis that. Everything that happens in the world is directed by Hashem. It might have to go through a lot of a chain of seeming causes, because that's how Hashem works. If the Sheishas you may bracious, Chavis Halvavos explains. Right? The Sheishas you may bracious, he snapped his fingers and said Yihior, and it was by Yihior. He didn't need any reason to have, and there was no channels that brought about Or. You know, Tache Or is Desha, boom, He Moris Berkiya Shemayim, boom. If the Sheishas Shemay Bresha says, we'll learn it, things have to have, things happen by cause and effect. But it's Hashem that's in, He's first cause. He's making everything happen. He's maneuvering everything to happen. And nothing happens if he doesn't want it to happen, and nothing happens unless he wanted it to happen. But So first, my point was, Chazal always has very interesting pshatim in Pesukim. Now, but this pasuk in Yirmiyahu will learn because it's remarkable. What's remarkable? Yirmiyahu is talking about people doing avodah zara. It's like, why shouldn't you do avodah zara? Because it's avodah zara. That's why, like Hashem. But Yirmiyahu Hanavi says to Klal Yisrael, there are two things wrong with what you're doing. So you say two. What could be two? Shtayim ra'os also ami. They did two things wrong. Osi ozvu mekor mayim chayim. Okay, that's they left Hashem. Like what's after that? Lachtov lehem boros boros nishborim. And they went to things it wasn't kedai. That's what Yirmiyahu Hanavi is saying. I could maybe. It's wrong, you know, but it's terrible. But I could hear how you fell into a trap. If it was, it's leinsuch, you say in Yiddish. If it was worthwhile, but it's not even worthwhile. You left the makor mayim chayim, and you dug a well that sometimes has water, sometimes doesn't have water. You're picking the water out of the well with a broken pail, right? It's not lo kedai. When you trust in people, when you rely on people. So forget, first of all, you're leaving Hashem. Hashkafically, you're making a terrible mistake. And second of all, and that's what Yirmiyahu Hanavi says, it's the second of all, and this is the point that the Chavis HaBalos wants to make. Second of all, it's not worth it. You're not ahead of the game, you're behind the game. Right? You're relying on someone who's a boser v'adam, whose abilities are limited, who doesn't have your best interests at heart, who is subject to someone that may be stronger than him, who may not be able to do what he said, who may not be interested in doing what you think he's going to do when you're relying on them. And so you left Mr. Kol Yochol, Mr. Eino Bilvado, that nothing can stop Gzeiros Hashem, and you went to a Boros, Boros Nishborim. It's remarkable that the Navi like says it's two things wrong. Meaning, what is the deeper meaning here? The deeper meaning is that it's not even logical. It's like being an atheist, you know. Not believing that there's a Borei Olam. It's not even logical. Forgetting about that, it's religiously terrible or theologically terrible. But it doesn't even make sense. You have to be a believer in the religion of atheism to deny that there's a Borei Olam when we see all the patterns in the world and all the wisdom and complexity and how everything comes together and everything works. The world is so complex. How does anything happen? So, Shtayim Ros Asa Avi. So that's what the Chavis HaLevis is saying. If you don't rely on Hashem, it means you're relying on something that is breakable and that's temporary, and that's not interested in your welfare necessarily. The Yomar Vayomir with Kvodim the Tavna Shor O Chalesav is a mocking description in Tehillim of the Egel, right? Vayomir with Kvodim, something that was a covet for them, Bonim Lamokom, they're Hashem's people, and now they're worshipping this Shor O Chalesav. Vamar Akosav Baruch HaGever Sheyiftach Bashem Vahoya Hashem Iftacho. So again, when you read the, it's not so clear what he wants to bring out from this pasuk. I believe he wants to bring out this reciprocity that I said to you. So if you're Yiftach Bashem, then indeed V'hoya Hashem Miftacho, Hashem responds in kind. V'amar Hashem Yegever Shasom Hashem Miftacho V'lo Fono Rehovim V'Satei Chazov. Probably he wants to bring out the word Chazov, which is falsehood, not real. As I've said many times, and I probably said it here many times, and I'll say it again many times, having bitachon is really just an exercise in reality. Because everything is dependent on Hashem. So even if you don't like the way it sounds, or you'd rather, you don't trust yourself, and you'd rather do ishtadlus, or, you know, and think that that's what's really accomplishing the thing, but realize you're not living in the world of reality. A believing Jew knows, even if he finds it hard to have the bitachon he should have, but at least he knows that Hashem is running the world and nothing happens unless Hashem wills it, and nothing won't happen unless Hashem wills it. So that's reality. You know, reality is the person that lives with Hashem. See, he's in touch with reality. But if a person relies on his own intelligence, and his cunning, and his plans, and his elaborate schemes, the koach gufo, the hishtat luso, yigal orik, he's like spinning his wheels. The yechlash kocho, the tikzer takbuloso mehasik chetzo, because that's the nature of those things. So, and he's vulnerable. If you leave your reliance on Hashem, you're vulnerable. Benefit, again, this is not the benefit itself, because or else he wouldn't list it with spiritual benefits. That's why I had to say the Shtikl Torah. That the spiritual benefit is the Ramban and the Rambam and Moreh Nevuchim, that you're living with Hashem and you're close to Hashem. Now, I think now it's on a Shabbos clock, and just leave it. We'll run out the clock. I'll talk to Ari Stern to make it more more exact. Meanwhile, we can put on the fan. Maybe you can put on a higher number. So you'll be subject to their weaknesses, and Hashem has no weaknesses. But if you don't rely on Hashem and you rely on those things, Hashem will take a step back, so to speak, and now you'll be subject to those weaknesses that they have. Nothing can happen unless Hashem wants it to. So I explained, it's concentric circles. You need more schusim from being saved, right? If a guy's a ganav, right? If a guy is a swindler, he's swindling the money of all the people in his net. So you can be sure no one's going to lose any money unless they deserve to. But you might need more, you probably will need bigger schusim to escape his net if you're like his perfect victim. And if you rely on an army of a different country, of America, so then they will see where the oil is, and they will see where the power is, and they'll make their decision based on what they think is their better good. Kmo shomer akosav lochet chachomim ba'armam. Right, and many times it's counterproductive. Omar Shafti Barotachas Hashemish Kalola Kalam Hameirutz, Velola Giborim Hamulchoma, the strong don't always win the war, but Gamlola Chachamim Lechem. But Omar Firm Roshivor Evu, the Dorsha Assembly Yasu Koltov. A lot of things in this world, you see, don't make sense. The most intelligent people don't have Parnosa. Your best guarantee is Bitachon. That's not what the benefit is. The benefit is that you're living with Hashem. V'im yiftach b'rov oshro, you know, yusar mimenu. Right? It could get to. It doesn't mean it will, although it may happen as a punishment. But it can. It is now subject to stock market crashes, to swindlers, ganovim. Maybe it'll be the reason for a child to be kidnapped, chas v'shalom, right? These are the things that wealth brings. Maybe it'll be cause them to have a dysfunctional family, which happens many times when people get wealthy. So these are the things that are, quote, normal, unquote, normal totsa'os of wealth. So if you rely on your wealth, Hashem will deliver you into its hands, so to speak. That's what he's saying. And now you'll be subject to all those negative things that wealth carries with it. Whether it's, well, they say, who knows about alcoholism, dysfunctional family life, kidnappings, obsession with being safe, and so on and so forth. Kmo shamar akosav osher yishka v'lo yayosef, enof pokach v'enenu, he wakes up in the morning, the stock market crashed. Right, Lehman Brothers closed down. Wealth is very ephemeral. It's not what you think it is. Right, maybe you'll develop how much Hano did Howard Hughes have from his money. You don't remember Howard Hughes. You don't know who Howard Hughes is. Maybe the usher develops an ulcer and has to eat cottage cheese and yogurt. Right, and he has all this money, and he's maybe so many things can happen.
Asher Amar Hachacham V'lo Yashlitenu Elokim Lecho Mimenu V'yeh Esvo Pikadon. And he's just, it ends up, he's not enjoying his wealth. He can't go anywhere, he can't travel. He's paralyzed. Shomer also not pogoim Asher Yashav L'mishu Roiloi, until the money finds its home, who deserves to have it. Right, Haman was preparing all of that money. He was preparing it for Mordechai, but he thought he was preparing it for himself. Also, they say, Chazal show him kidnapping, murders people. Of the nafsho, kmo shomer akosav yeshro kol of roisi tachad hashemesh. Osher shomer lebal of the ra'aso. I'm sure we could all write a book of the evils of having money. If you were honest, you see rich people and the lives that they have. There's nothing but to be makane. There's nothing but to be jealous of. So that, but this is all. This is not the benefits. The benefits is being close to Hashem, and the Mela Hashem reciprocates, and he gives you particular Hashgacha Pratis to save you from the normal things in life that happen. And if you're not relying on Hashem, you're relying on other things, then the quote unquote normal things of life will happen to you because you don't have enough schusim to be saved from them. Okay, we'll learn one more benefit. Bli Neder. Next week, obviously, not learning. Next Wednesday. Umehem, the second benefit is terrific. The spiritual benefit number two is that bitachon is totally liberating. You're free. You're not afraid of what people will do to you. You hammer out your derech and avodas Hashem. You hammer out the way you want to live your life, the way you think you should live your life, etc. If you're afraid what this one will do to you, what that one will do to you, you want to do a shidduch, your kids won't get into the right the schools you want them to go to. Right, we spin, it says, bitachon is liberating. If someone is doing something wrong, you're not afraid to speak up and give tochacha when it's called for. It's not always called for, there's dinim like everything else, but when it's called for, you won't be afraid. You won't kowtow to evil. All those people who enabled Sharon to do what he did because they were afraid of losing their jobs. That's a very low level of bitachon, where you don't want to do what's right because you're afraid of losing your job. But it's something that people have to deal with. So benefit number two is that your spiritual life will be preserved. You won't run away. Because you're not worried about what can happen to you because you've developed your bitachon and you know nothing's going to happen to you unless Hashem wants it to happen to you. And if Hashem wants it to happen to you, it would have happened anyway. So my friend who told me the story about the guy in who $70,000 was drowned. So he was robbed. He was robbed. So he said, you know, for a few hours he's thinking, ach, what I keep the money at home for? Cash. It was in a safe deposit. It was in a safe. Okay, they stole the safe too. And he said, why didn't I keep it in a safe deposit box in the bank? And he told me like a few, and he's going on like that in his mind. We all do that for a few hours. And then he said, oh, wait a second, I have a friend who kept his money in a safe deposit box. If Hashem wants you to lose $70,000, you're going to lose $70,000 even if it's in a safe deposit box. And if Hashem doesn't want you to lose money, then Ganavim won't break into your house and do what they did in order to get away with the robbery. He it's wonderful. I wish I would be like that. He said, you know, I just realized, you know, this happens. How is it good? He says, I don't know how it's good. But, you know, the fallback position of how things are good is it's a kapara. Chavisalbaba says it too in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. He says, you know, so to speak, worst comes to worst. If I can't think of anything else, I'm sure it's a kapara, you know. And better to live in to be missing $30,000 from your safe than to spend an extra minute in Gehenna, right? That's what we believe. So
Baboteh belokim yivienu avtachoso alof shelo yavel zuloso.
Very strong words, but he calls a spade a spade. You won't serve a different master. You'll only serve Hashem. You will be unafraid of evil. You will speak up when you have to speak up. Shelo yekavel le'ish. You won't be relying on other people. Below yachel v'nei adam. Below ya'avdeim. You won't serve people lehisratzol saleihem, so that they should like you and they should hold of you, because, ooh, they could help me get ahead, or they could mess me up if they don't like me, so I better not look too frum, even though I want to, and I feel that's where I'm holding that level of frumkeit. But I don't want to... So you won't do that if you have bitachon. Below yachnif lahem, you won't flatter them, evildoers it means. Below yaskim imoem, but built the avodas elokim, you won't nod your head. This is a huge problem, right? We don't. It's a little scary. There's a lot of losachnif, not to flatter evildoers. And sometimes, even if we're quiet and we don't go along, but we nod and we smile. We don't speak up. We say, "How can you do that? That's terrible." Below yafchidu and yonim, you're not afraid of people. Below yirumi machlo kosam, you won't be afraid if they start up with you. It was beautiful, like poetic words. Abul yispashe, you will disrobe mi bigdei tovosam, from the clothing of their seeming tovos, what they can do for you, how they can help you get ahead. You're free to live according to your ideals, according to your principles, according to the way you've worked out you want to live your life. And this is a tremendous spiritual benefit. As I say, it's liberating. You don't have to live someone else's ideals. You don't have to live someone else's ideas of what your Yiddishkeit should look like, because you're afraid of what they'll think of you, right? This is obviously an idea that's fully developed in Shaar Yichud HaMaisa, which we learned, but that's the second spiritual benefit of having Bitachon, is that you're free spiritually. It frees you up to be as spiritual as you want, and to do the way you understand things should be done. It works both ways. You want to live a certain way, and that's your spiritual madrega. So you're not, you don't think, what are people going to say? I mean, there's a school, and shidduchim, right? We're obsessed with that. Shidduchim, school, social life, neighbors. What will people be? They'll be talking about me. If you're about to be talking, you laugh. You laugh at all that. And you'd go, of course you have to make sure you're doing the right thing, right? Right? But so that's a different story. He's not talking about that. He's talking about someone who's good, but is worried about all these things, and he wants to speak up against evildoers. You say, but what if we do that, then the mayor won't give us a piece of land, or he won't do this, or this one will be angry at us. And he says, you're free of all that garbage. You can't be talking. Okay, let's stop there. Have a wonderful Yom Kippur.